And we are here at the Santa Fe Baking Company with Rob DeWalt sitting in for Robert Knott. He is a staff writer for the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's also a food writer. That's a nice job if you can get it.
Yeah, it is. Getting paid to eat does not stink.
Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
It's good to be back.
And Bridget Lindquist is here. She's the executive director of the Española Animal Shelter. And when she's here, it's always a good time.
Thank you for having me.
So you've got a big, is it called the Halloween this year?
It's called the Halloween Hootenanny. We thought we'd resurrect that southern term for a party.
Right.
Good gathering. Certainly not swanky. Very down to earth. Very, you know, earthy. Earthy?
Yeah, you can't have a swanky hootenanny.
No, you really can't. And that's the kiss the pig, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh. What? So this is a benefit for the Española Animal Shelter, and there's going to be some serious fun going on. It's at El Museo Cultural, which is in the rail yard. So what's going on?
Well, we're starting at 7 o'clock, and we're featuring
this is on Saturday night.
On Saturday night. We're featuring a variety of entertainment heretofore never seen in Santa Fe, I'm guessing, including spam carving, and not just any bingo, drag
spam
bingo.
Spam carving.
You know, it's been too long since spam carving saw the light of Santa Fe. That's right.
I gotta see that.
You gotta see that. I mean,
big are the original uncarved blocks?
They're not that big, but you're able to use as many blocks as you'd like.
You can, hold them together
exactly.
With big wooden skewers.
That's right.
Use
pretzels, to to keep it balanced as you build your castle of spam. That's right.
I just saw the Life of Brian, the search for the Monty Python and the Holy Grail last
exactly.
night.
Exactly. So if spam carving's not your thing, perhaps you'd want to, toss a cow pie or two. Or maybe participate in karaoke.
Toss a cow pie?
Come on. Where are you from originally? Are you telling me you didn't grow up with that game?
Poughkeepsie.
Well, in Minnesota, especially when it got nice and cold. You didn't want to do it in warm weather months?
No.
That's right. You could toss a cow pie, a good block or so.
So you're going to do it outdoors?
It's a good way to keep your hands warm, too. Oh, you mean dried out? Okay,
so leaving that aside, kiss the pig.
Yeah, Donia Hatch is graciously volunteering her 3-month-old
truffles.
That's right. Truffles will be there to be kissed.
It's cute.
And the object actually is to pay to have someone else kiss the pig. So at the end of the night, the top three donation generators will have the pleasure of knowing truffles in a slightly more intimate way. Slightly.
There are about 300 definitions of the word to know in the Oxford English Dictionary.
Is that right?
Could I just make a suggestion, and that would be that don't let the pigs see the spam. Just
don't let it happen. We've deliberately kind of put them on opposite ends of the room.
She might get cold feet.
It might chill the whole thing. You're right. Good point. Or
she might not know. Anyway, let's go on. Drag bingo, karaoke, kiss the pig, haunted RV.
That requires explanation? I don't even know why you're looking at me like that. Come on!
It's a short tour, but it's
exactly.
It's a
scary one. That's right. You wait till you see what's in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
This is all. You're trying to get people to go to this thing.
I am. And would you believe that we're even having it catered by Furs? I mean,
Furs cafeteria.
Yeah.
They have the best fried chicken.
What a coincidence! That's what we're having. Gosh. And they have pretty dang good mashed potatoes and gravy, too, I might add. Yeah. There's this pistachio fluff thing. I just have to go back for fourths and fifths every time I'm there. Not that I'm there every
day. Bridget Lindquist is from the Española Valley Humane Society.
Close.
And the event is in Santa Fe, so you can imagine my confusion.
Absolutely.
And people can just show up at 7 o'clock or later on Saturday night. And that sounds like so much fun.
We're trying to reflect the fact that there's a recession in place. And you really, fun should not be something that's difficult to afford.
That's right.
So you come and have a good time. It's entertainment-based. It's not sit-down. It's certainly not stodgy. And I guarantee you at least half the events you've never tried before. So come with the spirit of, open-mindedness.
Yeah, I mean, karaoke's the only one that even looked vaguely familiar.
And by the way, at 10 o'clock, we convert it into a traditional dance. We have this LA-based DJ, Tattooey, who's coming, and we're just opening up the floor. So anyone who says, that's a little too adventurous for me, then come attend.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will see you then, Bridget Lindquist. It's great to have you back, as always, and please come again soon and have a great Halloween hootenanny.
Thanks, Fair Charlotte.
We're going to take another quick break right now. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.